Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is when we feel stuck, how to call on God, wait on God, and let God lead. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
When You Feel Stuck, written by Ann Peterson, read by Emily Hall. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like the deer's feet, and He will make me walk on my high hills. Habakkuk 3:19. Being a soldier's wife in Germany was an adventure. The hardest part was when our husbands went on a 30-day field trip twice a year. I discovered I liked Volksmarches. That's where you walk designated paths that totaled about 3 miles or so. There are check-in points with refreshments, and at the end of the walk, you receive a little memento. I'm a token reinforcement kind of person, so it was fun to have these little prizes to show my efforts, and I loved seeing the German landscapes. One day, it was quite challenging. It had rained the night before, and everywhere you looked was mud. But my friend Kathy and I decided to tough it out. We had a great time, but I learned quickly that jeans covered in mud are much heavier. And more than once, I felt stuck in the mud. Sometimes, the circumstances in our life cause us to feel stuck too. God knows that, and He's always ready to lift us out of those hard places. We just need to call on Him, wait for Him, and follow His lead. I learned early in my life I can do hard things. As a young person, losing my mom, I grew up way too fast. I'm so thankful God led me to a Bible study where I accepted the Lord as a young adult. Our Bible teacher taught us early on that life would have its challenges. She taught us how God is always available. I had to learn to call on God instead of figuring things out for myself. The more I called on God, the easier it became. Years later, I'll never forget the time my daughter and I were on our way to church one freezing winter day. We drove onto the highway ramp when all of a sudden our car started sliding. "Lord, help!" I called out, picturing us hitting the side rail. And the next thing I knew, our course had changed. There was no impact, but instead our car slowed and we were out of harm's way. Fortunately, no car was behind us. Looking down, my daughter asked, "How did we get in neutral, Mom? Did you do that?" "No," I responded, catching my breath. "I didn't do it either," she said. Calling on God was the thing to do. King David learned the benefits of calling on God. David decided he would do it as long as he lived. Calling on God was something I learned easily, but waiting on God was much harder for me. In my early years of walking with the Lord, I quickly realized God and I do not think alike. This became clear when it came to when things should be done. To put it mildly, I thought God took much longer than I wanted to take. And the only way I could grow in this area was for God to teach me patience. Waiting is necessary. If God has us wait for something, It's because God needs to work on other people who are involved. God needs to work on the situation itself, or God is working something in us. Paul tells us, God who began a good work in us, continue to work until it's done, which is when we see Jesus. Waiting on God continues to be a challenge, but I'm getting better at it. I have spiral notebooks full of times I spent in the Bible. At the end of each book is a handwritten prayer list. There are asterisks which indicate my prayers were answered. Some unanswered prayer requests were transferred to subsequent books. I must say, waiting on God is not as painful as it used to be. The longer I know the Lord, the more I learn about His character. God's ways are perfect. Something I never would have realized if God always answered my prayers as I wanted. God is more interested in what He's doing inside of me than whatever is going on in my life. God is making me like Jesus, and yet there are still times I've wanted to take the lead. Giving up control of things has always been a struggle for me. When you grew up in an abusive home, you never know what's going to happen next. Control is one survival technique. You swore to yourself you would never be in a powerless position again, and you spend your life making sure that never happens. The problem is, those survival mechanisms don't work in real life. People don't like to be controlled, and Almighty God will not be controlled. And yet there are times I smile, thinking about how I hung on with all my might rather than submitting to Him. But the more I learned about God and who He is, the more I loosened my grip. Sometimes we do get stuck in life, but when that happens and we can't seem to move, we need to call on the One who is waiting to hear us, to wait for His answer and to follow His lead. Intersecting faith and life. Where in your life have you found yourself stuck? Which part do you find most challenging? Calling on Him? Waiting on Him? Or letting God lead? Hindsight is 20/20, but those times I have let God lead have been the most rewarding. For God knows what is ahead of us. He will make our path straight. And God can make our feet as hinds' feet, so we can walk on high places. Only He can do that. Let Go, a poem. My hands are clenched, my knuckles tight. I'm hanging on with all my might. And then I hear God whisper low, "Come on, my child, let go."
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kainos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast, bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.